Vain 30% australialaisista asuu pienissä kaupungeissa, aluekeskuksissa tai haja-asutusalueella suurten kaupunkien ulkopuolella. Maalaispaikkakuntien elinvoimaisuus aiheuttaakin päänvaivaa päätöksentekijöille. Regional Australia Instituutin toimitusjohtaja Jack Archer sanoo, että maahanmuuttajien asettuminen pienemmille paikkakunnille saattaisi auttaa niitä kasvuun. Mutta näillä paikkakunnilla on imago-ongelma.
The first really important thing is regional communities and people within those communities prioritizing migration as potentially the top strategy that they take to try and bring new people to their communities. The other side of things is changing the perception of regional Australia amongst the migrant community. What we do see anecdotally is there's a negative perception of regions, there's a misunderstanding of what the opportunities are, of the idea that there aren't jobs or there aren't welcoming communities, when the reality is quite different.
Australian tilastokeskuksen mukaan noin 20% uusista maahanmuuttajista asettuu pienemmille paikkakunnille. University of Technologyn professori Jock Collins sanoo, että hallituksen maahanmuutto-ohjelma auttaa muuttajia asettumaan maaseudulle.
Most people who apply to be a permanent immigrant have to pass what's called the points test. You get allocated points for your age, your English language ability, your employment, your education, and you get extra points if you're prepared to settle in regional and rural Australia. So that's a carrot, that's a draw card. So there's a great diversity of permanent and temporary visa pathways to the bush, and that's been a big change in the last 6 or 7 decades of Australian immigration history, which has mainly funneled new immigrants to the big cities.
Yksi maaseudulle aseuttautuneista maahanmuuttajista on Achilles Murphy. 2 vuotta Melbourneissa asuttuaan hän päätti muuttaa vaimonsa kanssa Albury Wodongan aluekeskukseen New South Walesin ja Victorian rajalle. Hän sanoi, että pikkukaupunki ja sen yhteisö on ylittänyt odotukset.
People are very warm, people are very welcoming here compared to what I came across in the city. It's not that people are bad in the city, it's just that people in Albury Wodonga are much, much warmer, more welcoming, more understanding and more knowledgeable. And what we came across is that the family values are very similar to what we are used to back home in India, especially in country towns. The family values are very similar. You respect your elders. You give value to education, you give value to your work. Family bonding is there, which I could not find it in metropolitan cities.
Achilles Murphy sanoo, että hän ensimmäiseksi vieraili paikallisessa maahanmuuttajien keskuksessa, joka esitteli heidät kunnallishallintoon, paikalliseen Australia-Intia-järjestöön ja kirjastoon.
Albury Library was a very important place for us in terms of any information that we wanted to gather, and I would say the North Albury Cricket Club was another very important factor in our life in Albury Wodonga, because that's where I made all my friends, and there were no Indians there, but the Albury Australians, but everyone was so welcoming and they were so warm and they're just wonderful people. They helped us just gel in as soon as possible, because the sooner you adapt to the culture and the situation, the better for you.
Hän sanoo käyttäneensä hyväksi Intian ja Australian välisiä yhtenäisyyksiä löytääkseen töitä.
And yes, you go to each and every consultancy, you hand over your resume and hope for the best, but the best way is always referral. So I decided that I'll join a cricket club and then make some friends and try and adapt myself into the Australian culture, which I think I managed it pretty well. And since I play cricket, I thought that was one source where I can tap into, and which I did. I made a lot of friends in North Albury Cricket Club. They helped me find a job initially, and then rest is history.
Yleinen haja-asutusalueelle muuttoon liittyvä ongelma on tukipalveluiden puute. Professori Jock Collins sanookin, että useat muuttajat luovat omat tukiverkkonsa.
So in some ways, the regional and rural areas, particularly the smaller towns, often lack that settlement infrastructure that the big cities have. Migrant resource centres, various sorts of settlement services to provide education, language training and so forth. Nevertheless, in many towns and cities, there's very much an innovative sort of response by the local service providers, the churches, the councils, in order to deal with the needs of newly arrived immigrants, because they know that these newly arrived immigrants are critical for the prosperity and the survival and the growth of their town and their region.
Professori Collins jatkaa, että muuton onnistumisen edellytyksenä on varhaiden työpaikan löytyminen, useimmiten 4-5-7 luokan viisumilla.
The critical thing for any immigrant is to get a job. And for a lot of skilled immigrants, the way in which the attraction works is that if you can get the offer of a job, then that gives you a much better chance of either getting a permanent visa or getting a 457, a skilled temporary visa, to work. So in many ways, often the way that the dynamics of this migration flow to regional and rural Australia works is that the jobs teed up first and settled out beforehand, and things like qualifications and qualification recognition, those things can be negotiated before the immigrant arrive, and I think that's quite a good model really.
Regional Australia Instituutin johtaja Jack Archer ei usko, että asettumiseen tarvitaan taikasanoja. Hän sanookin, että asettuminen riippuu pitkälle muuttajista ja paikkakunnasta. Hän kehottaa vierailemaan paikkakunnalla ja hankkimaan lisätietoja paikallisesta yhteisöstä ennen muuttoa.
Look, I don't think this is rocket science. It's a social process, and it depends on the background of the migrant, the enthusiasm of the community, and then the actual process of integrating people into local life, a house, a job, a social life. Those are the things that I think really matter. We can play around with other incentives to try and trigger that process, but fundamentally they're the ingredients that our research and our engagement with people working in this space are the key. And so for any migrant or for any regional area looking to make this happen, those are the three things we've got to get right.